And about 20,000 people led by Buddhist monks demonstrated against Burma's military junta today. It was the largest anti-government demonstration to take place in nearly 20 years. Some 10,000 monks marched from the famous Sigurdun Pagoda in the country's biggest city of Yangon to the nearby Seoul Pagoda before passing the US embassy. It was the sixth day monks have marched in Yangon and came a day after they were allowed to walk past detained democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi's compound. We spoke to head of the Asian News Service, Father Bernardo Chevaliera, who says it's time for international intervention.
The point is that the Myanmar's junta, which is so violent and also which has produced such a deep poverty in the country, which once it was a very rich country in Asia, has been left by the Asian communities, means the countries of Southeast Asia, has been left to go on in its way without any critics. Also, China is supporting the military junta with arms, weapons, and also with the military base. Other countries, they are just interested in the natural resources of Myanmar. So it seems that this situation, which has been so worn out, is like this because of the responsibility of many countries in the international community. This is why Aung San Suu Kyi has always asked the international community to intervene. And I think it is time for the UN and other countries to intervene in order to save, first of all, the people of Burma.